This turned into a virtual bluegrass week in Lexington and surrounding areas with all the events of the Best of Bluegrass Festival, which you guys were covering like white on rice, to lead up to the Festival of the Bluegrass. But the festival out at the Horse Park is the main event, and as in most years, it's got an all-star lineup of bluegrass artists that, you know, even if you are not a hardcore bluegrass fan, a number of these names are probably familiar to you, like Daley and Vincent and J.D. Crowe and the Seldom Seen and groups like that. So this is sort of the culmination of what I think is very appropriate for this area. I mean, we are the bluegrass. The music does come from this region, so there should be a celebration, a period of celebration of it.
Does attendance seem to be improving? Of course, attendance is a measure of its popularity in the region. Is it up?
Well, you know, the festival out at the Horse Park has just started, and, you know, hate to say the weather is looking a little bit iffy at points this weekend, and that always impacts things. But from what we saw this week, the block party out at Esplanade on Monday night was huge, and they had over 800 people out at the Southland Jamboree, which was part of the Bob Festival on Tuesday night, which was a huge number for them. So it, you know, it does seem that creating a lot of activity is creating a lot of interest.
And another music festival underway in Danville. This one's been going on a while, and it is quite popular. It's the Great American Brass Band Festival.
You know, I think a commonality between both the Festival of the Bluegrass and the Great American Brass Band Festival is that they really pull significant audiences from out of state, from out of the area, and by both carving real niches, you know, of interest. And the Brass Band Festival certainly falls into that category. This year, they are celebrating the trombone and bringing in one of the really great practitioners of the trombone in Wycliffe Gordon, who is one of Wynton Marsalis's sidemen and an accomplished artist in his own right. And so he's going to be there along with acts like the U.S. Army Field Band and a Salvation Army band from Canada and numerous other artists. So, you know, this is always a huge celebration for Danville every year, and it looks like the same this year.
And another program, it's definitely summertime fair, very popular, a grand night for singing. It turns 21 this year.
It does, you know, and you think of 21 as sort of coming of age, you know, entering adulthood and all that, though, you know, at 21 is a music event in the area. I think you can call yourself a venerable institution, and Grand Night had certainly become that. They are kind of playing on the 21 theme. You know, I remember seeing the poster and thinking, oh, okay, Grand Night is drinking age now. And they're playing on that theme, trying to pick songs for this year that talk about, you know, maturity and coming of age and things of that sort. It's a production that just gets bigger and bigger each year. One of the centerpieces this year is it has become a tradition for the second half to start with a big piano number from Tedrin Blair Lindsay. And this year he's kind of cueing off of the recent HBO film Behind the Candelabra about Liberace. And so he's going to come out at the beginning of Act Two with the fur and the candelabra and all that good stuff and do a set of Wayne Newton songs in the style of Liberace. So fans of Tedrin's work will have that to look forward to, along with all the great big musical numbers.
A Grand Night for Singing, that's this weekend at the University of Kentucky. Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.